few concerned community members and those looking for jobs showed up Tuesday night at the International Longshoremen Hall. Crystal Edwards was among them. She says she currently works from 4 a.m. to noon at Gander Hill Prison, but that job barely pays the bills, and she's only supporting herself. She's planning to apply for a second job at the port to make extra money.
Anything that I'm able to make 40 hours a week and pay bills, whether it be car transportation, working in the freezers, latching cars, on the boats, anything, honestly.
Black Lives Matter leader McKee Booker says his number one agenda item now is job creation, particularly through port expansion. He says it will give a chance for the playing field to be even for African Americans in Wilmington who may not have education but want to work with their hands.
Whichever project would take the least amount of time, because the longer the period of time, to me, in my eyes, since I'm from the streets to set, it would be more death. So when they look at time, I look at death.
Newcastle County Executive Tom Gordon says the River Edge expansion would only take 1.5 to 2 years, with the Edgemore site taking 5 to 10 years. There are also plans on the table for expansion at the current Port of Wilmington. A strategic draft master plan of the different options is currently under review. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.